Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Marijn or Captain Kane.
And I'm a Brace Boy or Sam, and this is episode 58.
Yeah.
The Crippled Crisp Review, or you already heard it, and this is a podcast about in which we review crisps.
Yes.
We talk about pop culture, and sometimes we talk a little bit about our disabilities. And
yeah.
I wanted to start with the disabilities part first.
Oh,
normally
yeah.
We do this at the end, but I'm going to start off with it. A couple of episodes ago, I think it was the beginning of the year, so I think number 55 or something, you mentioned that you wanted to have some modifications on your house because of your disability, and you...
Well, around the house.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
You got in contact with city government, with city council,
yes.
And you applied for the modifications, and you then said, oh, but
they
I
were
think...
granted?
They were granted. Oh, no, this was already before Christmas, I think. This was already...
It could be, because my application dates to July last year.
Okay. And you said, oh, but this all will be fixed quite soon. And I said, if it isn't fixed before February 15th, you pay me €5. And elsewise, I will pay you €5. This episode will go out after February 15th.
Yeah.
And can you tell us, is it fixed?
It will be fixed next Monday.
It will be fixed next Monday.
Which is next Monday is the 17th of February.
Yes.
Which, for your information and Sam's information, no, it's not before the 15th.
No.
So, he won the bet.
Hoorah!
Yeah.
But,
I have an offer.
Yes, I'm listening.
All or nothing.
All or nothing. Double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
But I want to bet that they are fixing the things around my house.
Yes.
On the exact same date.
Yes.
On which I need to go to the hospital to get Botox.
Okay.
Did I already talk about Botox?
No, not on the podcast.
Talked about Sam with the...
No, you talked to me in private, but not with the mics on.
Yeah.
But, okay, and what is this date? This date of the surgery.
It's not really a surgery.
It's medical procedure.
Yeah.
Medical procedure. By the way, Marijn is not using Botox because he looks old. He does look old, but he's going to use the Botox in a muscle on your leg. But later, more on that later, I think.
Yeah,
more on that later.
Maybe that's better. We'll explain it later, this podcast.
Yeah. But first...
They are going to do this on the 18th.
So they say they will be there on the 17th. You say, no, they will not be there on the 17th. They will be there on the...
This was actually the joke.
Yeah.
Because they will be there on the 17th and 18th.
Yeah.
I discussed it already with them.
Okay.
So it was a fake bet. I hoped I could lure you into it, but...
No,
I'm too honest
for
this.
I want my €5 now, you scamming son of a bitch.
Yeah. You deserve them. Well, not... Actually not, but sure.
He's doing it in coins. He's doing it in coins.
Hey. You said you wanted
cash. You said you wanted cash.
Yeah, cash. I was thinking paper, but coins are... I'm not sticky.
€5?
I'm not sticky.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not
that
sticky.
Can be, but I do it in coins.
That's fine. That's good. Ooh, la la. Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear the clang of the coins on the table?
I have them here, the €5.
Yeah. Ooh, la la
like
la.
Here you go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, buy something nice for it.
Yeah, I will not...
Tonight, maybe.
I will
for
not...
For the missus.
Yeah, I will... Yeah, we're recording this episode on Valentine's Day, February the 14th. So you guys can date us now.
Don't ask us why, but...
Yeah, you can date
just
in which
coincidence.
Time
coincidence.
Yeah, the coincidence indeed.
But...
Yes.
Maybe go on. Because, okay, Sam won the bet.
I won the bet. Yes.
But...
What I like to do when I want to bet is eat crisps.
Okay, well, you're in for a treat.
Yes.
Because
you have a
we have crisps.
Yeah, it's a new one.
Yes. Well, it says so on the packaging.
Yeah, it says new.
It is Pringles Rice Fusion.
Oh.
Malaysian Red Curry.
Pringles
with
is
flavor.
A little bit new for us, right? Pringles, we have done Pringles in the past, but not that much yet.
No.
It's a new territory.
Yeah, and this says rice fusion, yeah. So I guess these will be very light.
I hope so.
Pringles, I don't expect much of the crunch because, well, it's basically mashed potatoes pressed
refried,
into crisp form.
Yeah, true.
So I don't expect much of the crisp. The flavor seems very interesting.
Yeah.
Malaysian red curry with a star behind it.
But Pringles do have that quality that you can eat the whole roll or whatever you want to call it, the whole carton in like one go, because they're always very light and you always grab a couple, and then at a certain point you don't get your hand, your hand is too big to go further into the carton, so you start just holding it upside down to
get
the
crisp.
Can we call
this a cartridge?
Cartridge maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah, the thingamajig.
Yeah, the sort of metal thing.
Yeah.
But anyway,
but it is, once again, because it's something very important on this packaging.
Yeah.
It's rice fusion Malaysian red curry flavor.
Yeah.
And then it has an asterisk.
Yes.
Behind the flavor,
because they need to explain something. That is what it's mostly used for.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're gonna say that they didn't use real curry or something, or they did, or they didn't use real flavor or something else. I know it doesn't have flavor. It is a fakey fake. But what they
actually styrofoam.
It's actually styrofoam. But what they actually did, and this was making me happy, is that on the very small plint on the back of the carton, they put down the Dutch name of this flavor and the French name of this flavor.
Yeah, but you need to look for it because it's written very tiny,
yes,
small, below all the ingredients in all the different languages you can imagine.
Yes. And there's one sentence, very small sentence in Hebrew.
Well, I don't even know if it's a sentence.
Yeah, there's like five Hebrew signs saying something, and I can only presume that those say this is kosher, or it's not kosher.
I don't know why all the other languages need
like
a
whole
really
page.
Long story about what's in it, yeah. And the Hebrew is just, well, I think it are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's just 5 words. It's a very small sentence even. And
yes.
This is estimated because, well, my Hebrew is a bit rusty.
Yeah, you're
right. But
yeah, let's just do it.
I'm going to open it,
pop
smell it.
Pop that bag. Pop that carton thingy magic. Okay.
That was actually quite a good pop.
I hope
pop,
the people heard this because that was an interesting sound. Are you okay?
Okay, it's quite tough.
Yeah, that was a good pop.
That was a pop.
I heard it on the microphone.
Okay.
Ooh. Smell it. Take some, try it.
So the smell is... Yeah, it is a strong curry smell indeed. So on smell... the smell is a strong curry smell indeed. And on so on the smell side, I already have to say they did what they were supposed to be doing. What is the flavor like? Oh, you still have some.
Try them.
Yeah, but you can already explain why I try some.
Well, the smell is curry. The flavor is curry.
Yeah.
Big time. And maybe a little bit of coconut.
Yes. I just wanted to say the coconut. It's nice. I really like these. The crunch is better than expected, actually.
Yeah, but
it's not amazing. But it's
no, it's not. I don't think it's amazing. But yeah, fine. Take some more because the curry flavor. Yeah, curry definitely, and I like that. But there's not much more to it. It's just curry, a lot of curry, and that's it.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, but it is. It is decent. It's a good crisp. Should we do the quick roundup?
Yeah. I guess there's nothing more to say about this.
Yes. Just to the stars. So the smell is curry. Flavor is curry.
Yeah.
Texture, crunch is alright.
But not spectacular.
Not spectacular. I would give this a 3.5, 4 stars. 4 bags out of...
Are you going to serve this on a party? If you have a party, you have some people coming over. Are you going to buy this one?
Yeah, why not? It's good. It's better than what we had last week.
Yeah, okay, but that was rock bottom.
Rock
bottom.
We gave that like 2.5 stars. So I mean, then you have to give this
Weren't the pork rinds.
No. I mean the sour cream and onions from the Jumbo.
Oh yeah.
This is better than that one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's really high on the curry flavor. Yeah, I give these 3.5.
No, okay, 3.5. Let's do 3.5 stars. That sounds good.
Are good. I don't really get the rice fusion flavor or...
No, but I think they just hint on the fact that they do something, a special flavor that you normally eat with rice, because normally you eat curry with rice. Talking about curry and the things you eat curry with, you have prepared a very interesting curry trivia.
As a part of the show, I always do trivia.
Yes.
And yes, I wanted to find out curry.
Yeah.
Because curry can mean a lot of things.
Yes.
If we say curry in Dutch, we say kerry.
Yeah.
And then we mean the curry powder.
Yeah, and kerry. Actually. Kerry in Dutch. Yeah, that's. Then you'd refer to. Yeah, that's a little bit yellowy powder.
Yeah.
That is
a mix of spices.
Yeah.
Mostly oriental flavors.
Yes.
But if you use it in English, then curry means whole meal.
Yeah, a dish. A dish.
Yeah.
Yes. And then then you have Indian curry, you have Thai curry, you have Malaysian curry. I just found out. You probably have Chinese curry as well. You have a lot of different types of countries that make a different type of curry.
Yes, so I wanted to find out curry, what is the origin of the word?
Yes.
So I looked it up, and the word curry is derived from the Tamil word kari.
Kari.
And kari in Tamil means sauce.
Yes.
So you can have all different types of curry, which is sauce. So you can also have pasta curry.
Yes. So that's a good joke. That's a good joke. I will not laugh at it because you already told it before the podcast, and I cannot fake laughter, but I will try. Ha ha ha. No.
Very convincing.
Thank you. No. But what I also said before the podcast, and I'm saying now again, is that it's a little bit like the Spanish word salsa. Eh? When we think of salsa, we think about a spicy sauce with some tomatoes in it, with some chilies
cilantro,
in it,
maybe.
Cilantro, little onion.
And bell peppers, maybe.
Bell peppers, and you dip in.
Jalapeno. You know the words.
Chilies, I already mentioned that. But you dip in a tortilla chips. Chip or something else, and then it's more dipping sauce. But salsa means actually just sauce, so that could also just be mayonnaise. So curry can be mayonnaise
or
as
mustard
well.
or ketchup.
Ketchup. Yeah. No. Thank you for this nice factoid, Marijn. We already discussed this a little bit, but you are about to go. Is this the end of this month? End of February, you're going to get a little bit of a medical procedure.
No, next week.
No, next week already. Yeah, of course. It's the 18th.
Yeah.
The 18th, you're gonna take a little medical procedure. You're gonna get an injection of Botox, or is this the test? This is the test version, right?
Yes. This is just the test.
Tell us about the whole story.
A couple of weeks I was busy applying for a special wheelchair, and because of that I had to see the Revalidatie Arts, yes. Which is the revalidation doctor, I don't know.
Physical physician or something like that?
Yeah. Something like that. Well, yeah. I spoke to her.
Yes.
And she said, well, I also want to make an analysis of how you walk.
Yes.
Because maybe there is something in my, well, multiple sclerosis, the...
Yeah.
The using and the signals towards muscles might be a bit distorted. So yes. She wanted to know that. So we did a walking analysis.
Yes.
In the lab.
Yes.
From that analysis, it appears that my upper, I believe it's my upper thigh muscle.
Yes.
Is a little bit overactive.
Yes.
When I walk.
That sounds
on
sounds
both
logical.
Both legs.
Yes,
and she suggested to me,
yes,
that they can calm that muscle down with Botox.
Yes, this is a very common procedure with people that have spasms like myself.
Yeah, you told me about it.
I've had it as a child. They gave me Botox on multiple occasions. Like 3 times, but then for me they brought me under narcosis, so I was sleeping when they did it, and then they did it like in my whole leg, so they did all the different muscles, so that was like it's a little bit more muscle area than one muscle with you, but it is a very good method. I think it's a very very interesting thing, and it's very good that we have this injection, and I now hear that when you do this, especially when you do it, when it's only about one specific muscle, you don't even have to go under narcosis now. They just do it. They do a simple anesthetic procedure that you just don't feel it in that specific area of your leg, and then you can just take the injection of Botox, and then it works immediately, and you can go home the same day. You can maybe even go home like a couple of hours later, I believe.
Yeah, well, she suggested this to me.
Yes.
But she said we can also first test it out with another numbing medicine.
Yeah.
Like Botox, not quite the same. But she said the working is quite the same, but it takes shorter. Well,
it wears off faster.
Yes.
So
I wanted to try that.
Yes.
Because I do think it's good to try it out.
Sounds
that's
logical.
Going to be next
Tuesday. Yeah, but. When people are listening to this podcast, this is actually happened.
Yeah, it's Tuesday the 18th.
When people are listening to this podcast, it has been the day. The podcast is coming the day after.
Okay.
So maybe, dear listeners of this podcast, write some well wishes for Marijn, and you can ask us in the comments how Marijn is doing and how he is feeling, and if it worked or if it didn't work. And we will give.
Yeah, I'm curious.
We will give you an update. When we record our next podcast in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I think it's mostly interesting because
yeah.
Botox is used as a means to remove wrinkles in your skin by people who want to appear younger.
That's what it's most commonly used for.
Yes.
Yes. It's actually quite cheap nowadays.
And that is why I think it's very interesting. I feel a bit like a celebrity.
Yeah, but you're way behind me.
But I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I mean Botox nowadays costs like €100 to get it put into your face. So I mean, it's not celebrities that use this anymore. It's like the cheap people.
Aww.
You can do this. I just saw like a shop on the Kinkerstraat where you can do Botox.
Oh, okay.
It's like
that's not too far from here.
Yeah, it's like five minutes by tram. I mean,
okay.
But talking about youth and wanna be younger,
wanting to stay young.
Yes, you You have found a new favorite series on Netflix or so.
Well,
you told
it was recommended to me.
It was recommended to you by whom?
By a very good friend of mine. We were in a band together.
Okay, Vincent.
Yes, okay. It was quite some time ago that we were in the band, but we are still friends.
Yeah.
And he said, you should watch, drum roll, The Toys That Made Us.
The Toys That Made Us. I once saw, I think, the first episode about Star Wars toys.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen much more because, to be honest, I'm more of a Lego person. I don't know if is there a Lego episode? A Lego episode?
I'm not that far yet.
Okay,
maybe
but
but I don't think so because it's about iconic action figure.
No culture and stuff like
toys.
Yeah,
mainly.
You have had a couple of action figures when you were growing up. When you were still
I was quite sensitive for action figures. There was a certain appeal of the action figures to me. I always liked to go to toy stores and watch all the action figures. And right before Sinterklaas and Christmas, I was looked in these big toy books that toy stores gave out.
Yeah.
And I always had my favorite toys. Oh, I really want to have this one. I was very sensitive for that. So, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. I wasn't really into G.I. Joe because I didn't watch it. But for example...
It was never a big hype in the Netherlands, I think, G.I. Joe.
No, it was... pretty big in America, though.
Yes, but about an American American superhero. I think,
Biker Mice from Mars. I don't know if you recall that.
I recall that very fondly.
I still have them. They are in the attic with my parents.
Yes.
But I still have a lot of these action figures.
Did you take them out of the packaging?
Yes,
okay.
Because I was a child.
So you just
and
can throw them away now, because...
I know, but I'm not.
Yeah,
but it is
worth nothing.
That's true. Well, no.
It's worth less than the plastic it's made of.
No. That's not true, because they represent good memories to me.
Yeah, okay. It's worth sentimental
but
values!
We were talking about the series The Toys That Made Us.
Yes.
I've seen three episodes. One about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I found out that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles started out as a pretty dark, gritty...
Comic book. Yes.
But because the... now I need to tell this the right way. The manager of the guys making that comic pitched it to a toy company.
Yes.
And the toy company wanted to make it really big, put a lot of money into the franchise.
Yes.
And then made toys.
Yes.
It went from, there were already four, but instead of just red bandanas, because they were, Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
But the company decided, there should be different colors because then it can appeal to every kid.
Yeah, because you can make the funny the funny person, and you make the serious one, and you make
and
the smart one.
And everybody can recognize himself in one of them, and that sells.
Yeah.
And, it did.
Yes, it did.
So
indeed.
It was mostly, the success was mostly because... a big company wanted to make toys out of them.
Yes. Okay.
That
sounds actually logical. That sounds actually logical because the same thing they did with Transformers, right?
It's the same thing they did with Transformers. They hint to that a couple of times.
Yes.
Also with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yes, because
that was actually the same thing.
Yeah, because that was a Japanese product, and then they made like the American series to sell it overseas, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Well, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
They had a Japanese series.
Yes.
With fighting Power Rangers.
Yes.
Someone in America saw it.
Yeah.
And thought, that is something for America, but yeah. we do it with American teens. So we use the Japanese footage.
Oh yeah, for the action fighting sequence. Footage. And the action
Yes. And explosions but and stuff. We have our own actors doing the story.
Yeah, that's why the mouths of the bad guys were yeah. always not on sync, even in English.
But there was only one, I believe. That's that witch.
That witch, the witch
that
girl,
was the
right?
only one you could see the mouth of. The rest is all in robot
or monster
costume.
Or whatever, yeah, yeah. Now, very cool. Very cool story.
I really thought it was cool.
Yeah, no, I...
So,
yeah.
I can really yeah. recommend to watch it.
But,
and I can also recommend it to you.
Yeah,
to
but,
watch
but
more
I,
episodes.
I haven't... I didn't... Yeah, I watched Power Rangers when I was a kid. But I never really watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's all, like, from before me.
Well... There's also
we watched Pokemon. We played a lot with
there
Pokemon
There is also
cards.
An episode about My Little Pony.
Okay, but I didn't like My Little Pony. I liked Pokemon.
I thought that was something
up your alley.
Okay,
where you were like watching, like you were you got the book with all the toys in it, right? I got the book as well with all the toys
yeah.
in it. And when I was looking at the book with all the toys in it, I was always looking at A, Pokemon, or B, Yu-Gi-Oh, or C, Beyblade. I don't know if you even know what Beyblade is.
Yeah, I do.
And that's the thing, you know, we were just playing on this, on the schoolyards, on the school squares. We were just playing with our Beyblades or with our Pokemon cards. We just dropped them like on the pavement and then we turned them around to tap them. And then the cards were just all fucked up after like two little matches.
Worth nothing. I still have my first edition Charizard.
Yeah, yeah. I got it for my first pack. I got a Charizard with the sparkly stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
The sparkly Charizard.
I believe there was only a sparkly version
yes,
of it.
Yes,
but
yeah, I don't know where it is. But somewhere
I do know
in
where
my parents'
where mine is.
Yeah. What are you gonna do with it? Sell it?
Keep it. It's part of my history and part of my story.
History nobody is interested in.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, yeah, but
yeah. But what type of narcissist are you? I'm building
the Marijn
de Vries Museum. Only I'm interested in everything in the Marijn de Vries Museum.
I'm not going to build a museum, but I just think it's. Just as with the rest of my Pokemon cards, I still have them. I don't have them. Well, I have them at my parents.
Yes.
But I think it's a nice memory from the old days.
Yeah, the old days when you were still a strapping
young lad. I'm very sorry to let it slip into this mushy territory.
And with that, I want to really thank everybody for listening to this podcast. I want to thank you from...
Signal received.
I want to thank you for podcasting with me. I want to remind everybody to like,
share,
subscribe,
leave a review.
Yeah, and
because it helps us.
Yes,
and mostly it helps listeners who don't know what our podcast is about to start listening to it.
Yeah, they will find it sooner when we have a lot of reviews.
Yeah.
And we have had a couple of reviews. And we are very thankful for those. Those were all anonymous, so we cannot thank people in person. But we still want to thank people.
Yeah.
And so don't be afraid. We will not make fun of you if you leave a review and you leave your name with it. Because we will just thank you for your nice review.
Yeah. And,
even if you say that you hate our podcast, just write a review.
Yeah, we'll remove that. But,
No. We can handle it. We've performed in empty rooms in Edinburgh.
If you have a crisp you think should be reviewed, send it to us.
Yeah, please.
Leave a message on Instagram.
Or Twitter or
Facebook. Wherever you find us.
Yeah, you can write us an email on podcast@irishcrisp.com.
We
want to
hear from you.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. I want to thank Audio Geeks.
Yes. So until next time, that is how the crisp crunches.